Op-ed in the Washington Post with the title Moderna's claim of favorable results in its vaccine trial is an example of publication by press release. He joins us now. Dr. Hazeltine, thanks so much for joining us. I said the word data at the top of that intro. Your criticism is that there was not sufficient data in their release, and because of that, the market was able to applaud the results perhaps more than they should have done.
I would say several things about the announcement. It was premature. Only 8 people had been studied. It was not impressive, and it was opaque. If a CFO had tried to get away with the same kind of announcement, it would have been greeted by derision and possibly by investigation.
But isn't the point that some of these companies, Doctor, are trying to get these announcements out on purpose as fast as they possibly can for the benefit of public health, for the benefit of plans to reopen economies, for the benefit of trying to get, say, treatment information out there, and vaccine goes along with that too? I mean, we're in a pandemic where, you know, we have people in the emergency rooms fighting this right now.
The question is not that we're not an emergency. We know we're an emergency. But in an emergency, it's even more important to be clear about what you know and what you don't know. There is a process which is vastly accelerated. The moment the data is put together, the moment it can be presented, it's on the internet for free. Everybody can see it. Moderna did not follow that. We don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Nobody, maybe a few people in their company, know what happened. We can't see that data. And again, let me just take the financial example. Even in an emergency, that's not warranted. There are many processes that we have put in place that allow global sharing of data. That's not the issue. The issue is, do we know what happened? And the answer is, we don't.
Dr. Hazeltine, has this type of practice become more of a norm in recent months, let's say, or even recent years? Do you think Moderna was acting, even if not ideally in your view, acting in line with how others do this, or do they purposefully, do you think, release this information without all the full details?
This is abnormal. I hope it's not becoming the new normal. This is a great exception to what's happened before. Rapid publication, even before the manuscript is reviewed or accepted, is now part of the practice in this time of emergency. That, I believe, is good because everybody can look at the information. A doctor can make a decision. Let's take remdesivir. We still haven't seen the data for that. It was announced that it worked, sort of. It didn't save any lives. It let people get out of the hospital who might have gotten out everywhere anyway, maybe a day or two earlier, a few days earlier. But we don't know it really did. We can't see the data. And what is a doctor going to do? Is he going to use the drug when a paper came out the very same day that says it doesn't save lives, it doesn't have any effect on the virus? What is the doctor on the front lines going to do? Are people battling over a drug that doesn't work? We don't know because we don't see the data. That is abnormal and it's wrong. You wouldn't accept that for
financial. I have two things on that.
You wouldn't accept it for this.
I mean, are you questioning Dr. Fauci, who also came out and said that this was encouraging news and, you know, stood in front of this NIH study? He's our foremost infectious disease expert in this country. And the other thing is, the FDA approved it. So, I mean, I assume the FDA had to at least have seen the data underlying those claims.
It is not approved by the FDA. That is not an approved drug.
It
is
recommended. They suggested it for emergency use.
That's right. And we don't have the data for that. And am I questioning Dr. Fauci, who I've worked with for many, many years and I regard as a close friend? Whether he shaded what should have been done, I think, is a question. He's obviously under enormous pressure for positive results, but I think it was not the right thing to do if you can't see the data. It's 21 or 22 days, and we still haven't seen the data. How do we know it works? When another manuscript that came out that was published in a very prestigious journal that says it doesn't work. So what is the doctor going to do?
Dr. Hazeltine, I just want to come back, if we step away from Moderna as a vaccine and remdesivir specifically. Where do you stand on the likelihood and the timeline for when we will have an effective vaccine, whoever it is that ends up manufacturing it?
You know, let me say the first question is if we're going to have an effective vaccine. We don't know. People have tried to make effective vaccines for coronaviruses, the type of virus this disease is, for some time. They've not yet been successful. Some of the data that we've seen, one paper suggests with a killed virus vaccine, you can get protection. Another paper from a group in England, in Oxford, when you actually got to see the data, none of their monkeys that were vaccinated were in fact protected. They all had a nasal infection. Yes, they didn't have as much virus in their lungs, but they still had a nasal infection. 100% of the vaccinated monkeys got infected. So we don't know the answer. I can't answer that question. And we don't know the answer of if we can't tell you when.
Dr. Hazeltine, we appreciate you coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you.